This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, the 18th of January. So you heard the end of the saga earlier on with the Royal Bank of Scotland, and we're all good. We're all good to go. It's all been sorted. The ban has been lifted, which literally takes them a minute. Literally a minute. It was done by the fraud department, because I spoke to the fraud department. He said, I'm entirely satisfied that this is genuine. I mean, I was tempted to go, and I thought, no, there's no, don't antagonise anybody. So he said, right, it's been lifted. So obviously they just push a button, and that was it. So I phoned my brother. I said, oh, the good news is it's been lifted. He went, oh, thank the Lord for that. But it took 2 hours. 2 hours. It was 2 hours of... I mean, you can imagine there was some poor man who was in the branch as well, and he was Chinese, and he'd come in because he wanted to get a new debit card. So, of course, I'm sitting there waiting while they're on the phone and on the computer and all the rest of it. And he must have been there the best part of 20 minutes. And so she came over, another lady. There's only three of them work in there. And she said, what was it you needed? He said, I need another... His English was very poor. I need another replacement card. This one's broken. And so she looked at it. She said, no, this is Bank of Scotland. This is the Royal Bank of Scotland. It's two separate banks. Oh. And so she said, you need to go out of the door. You go up. It was in one of the building societies who'd taken over Bank of Scotland or something, whatever it was. And so he sort of disappears off. Then he comes back. He didn't understand a word of what she'd said about where he was supposed to go. She practically had to walk him up the street, but she was trying to explain to him, no, this is Royal Bank of Scotland. That's Bank of Scotland. Complete. So all in all, it was an entertainment, but two bloody hours. I can't tell you. Never get that one back again. Paris Hilton's Netflix series Cooking with Paris cancelled. Thank God for that. I mean, she's Paris Hilton made her name years ago through allegedly being heiress to the Hilton fortune, which, of course, is a load of old cobblers. She was never heir to the fortune. They sold the Hilton chain off years ago. She's just a niece of somebody who's an estate agent, but they make it posh in America to call them a realtor, you know, that kind of stuff. So she was never in. It's like, you know, the Jordan. You know, once worth 45 million. She was never worth 45 million, ever in a million years. Never, ever made that much. But the good news is she's got a couple of dreary television programmes, and she's bringing out her seventh autobiography, where she will tell you the trauma which led to her being pissed and taking drugs and turning the car over. Yeah, that takes a book, apparently. That takes a book. Really, she needs help. Simon Cowell's brother, Tony, you know he had a brother? You did know that, I thought so. Discusses the Happy and Content music mogul's Christmas Eve engagement and said their late mother, Julie, would be overjoyed. She absolutely would. Listen, Simon Cowell's got everything, including black toilet paper. He's the only man I've ever heard of who has black toilet paper. It's specially made for him. Does Russell Brand... Oh, it's not as exciting now, is it, really? Oh, it's a shame. Kanye West's love interest, Julia Fox, publicly apologises to her ex, Peter Armitage, for calling him a deadbeat dad. Honestly, these people, they're so crazy, aren't they? It's just, ooh. So she's had to apologise. That's all these people do nowadays. They apologise. Robbie Williams wants to go on tour. For some reason, after cancelling his Las Vegas residency in 2020, but he fears COVID will scupper gig plans. Well, Bez, Dancing on Ice, just gone down with COVID. Phew, that was lucky. That was lucky. It means he won't have to dance anymore. Because he'll be self-isolating at home. Why do these people mix with people who quite clearly are infected? And then they sort of... No, but I mean, where else is he going to get it from? He can only get it from... No, he can only get it from somebody else. He wouldn't get it from anybody else. Ripped Tom Fletcher. Basically just skinny. That's all it is. If he was, you know, he was sort of... Because let's face it, McFly years ago took all their clothes off and posed stark naked. With a little finger covering the offending article. But apparently Giovanna Fletcher says her husband has maintained his strictly abs and he's always got inner sexiness. See, I don't think we need to know that kind of thing. I think that's very unnecessary. It's private. It's private for you. And rolling in the cash, Adele, during her Vegas residency, will earn $500,000 a night. And she'll stay in a £30,000 suite complete with butler. They make a big deal about it. Obviously, whoever wrote this, Charlotte Dean, doesn't realise that Vegas is full of suites complete with butler, your own chef, everything at all. So this is no big deal. Yeah, it comes with it. If you're a high roller, you get this automatic... She's made it out to it. Oh, and it comes complete with a butler. There's bloody hundreds of these rooms all over the place. It's not such a big deal. And also, she won't be paying for it. She's doing a residency. You know, she's at Caesar's Palace. So that's why they can afford to pay her £500,000 a night. I mean, whether or not the Americans take to her, I've got no idea. I don't know how big she is in America. Jesse Wallace, looking very chilled, sporting fluffy slippers while on a grocery run. Are you thinking of, woman? Nobody goes out in slippers. I'm sorry, that's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, oh, by the way, Weekends with Adele start at £700. This is what they're charging. And £9,000 for the best seats in the house. So that's why they can afford to pay her £500,000, which is, you know, not a great deal of money when you think about it. I mean, some of these people, Elton John was on a huge amount of money for his Red Piano tour. I mean, £500,000. Yeah, but by the time she's taken off, she'll have to pay staff. She'll have to pay tax. The butler, they're very expensive. They don't come cheap, do they? Sir David Jason says he'd love to reprise his character Del Boy. I think he's a bit old now, don't you? I mean, he is 81. He's 81. And he says, I need somebody to write me a script. I think the thing about David is he likes working, and so he'd do it. But the funny thing, I've got the box set of Only Fools and Horses, and if you watch the very first one, and then you look at the last one, he ages. You can see the ageing process. Yeah, it was over 20 years, and you can see him dyeing his hair and stuff like that. And but he's been very good. But the creator of the hit series, of course, was John Sullivan, who died in 2011, and his sons Jim and Dan Sullivan used the Icon's previously unused material in the Beckham in Peckham one. You remember Beckham in Peckham? Yeah. I think they should leave it in the past as well. I'm sorry to say that. Actually, it's very interesting because Victoria Beckham's being taken to court by somebody who worked with her, or works with her, or might not work anymore. And it's over how many hours this woman had to work. And so it's going to come to court later next year. All the experts in the industry are saying she doesn't need this. She doesn't need it. The woman claims that she was working 15 hours a day when they were doing a fashion show. Could have been London Fashion Week or Paris or whatever it was. And so she couldn't open her handbag because her hands were... Because it's all hand-stitched, all this stuff. Unfortunately, of course, it then drags up the fact that Victoria Beckham's company, since its inception, has lost £50 million. £50 million. And what they've done is they very cleverly played it by sort of saying, but of course she managed to get through the pandemic. You thought, no, her company was going long before the pandemic came around. She wasn't making money years ago, so it's lost 50 million. They think this could seal the death knell of her fashion industry, which she loves. But of course, it's no good loving something if it doesn't make any money. You know, I mean, I love, you know, flying to the moon, but, you know, can't afford to do it. And I tell you one thing I was shocked about, Hazel O'Connor was rushed to hospital. In the Beginning Was the World. You remember The Eighth Day by Hazel O'Connor? Fabulous song. Really, really great song. I loved her. I thought she was fab. Once you hear it, man said, let there be more light. And he said, behold what I have done. There's been... Yeah, you must find it online. But she had bleeding on the brain. Lives in France. And she was placed into an induced coma for 24 hours, and then since then she's shown some progress. So we wish her the very best of luck. I loved Hazel O'Connor, and still do. Still do. Lauren Goodger's got a boyfriend, oh, hilarious, called Charles Drury. I don't know what these people do. We have no idea, but anyway. He invited another woman around for sex behind the new mother's back during their brief breakup. The excuse being on all of these things, well, we weren't going out together, were we? And so that's how it works. But anyway... the former TOWIE star, she's 35, and her builder boyfriend, 24, split in November, months after the baby daughter, LaRose, was born. And Lauren lookalike, Amy Gilbert, has now claimed that Charles reached out to her during their break, and they began sleeping together. Yeah, reached out. Where? Reached out, darling. Well, what do you want? Sex. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'll do that. And so it goes on. I tell you, it's hilarious. Bez test positive. Mark Berry, his name is, but he's known as Bez. Hardly worth changing it, dear. You might have said, yeah. Well, that's what I thought. It was just Bez as well. I've had a positive test. I'm gutted because I'm going to be missing training. Phew, that was lucky. I'll tell you, because let's face it, you couldn't stand up, could you? Meghan Markle has complained again about something that featured on the BBC. after they said she misled the High Court. Do you know, they spend most of their time in sort of lawyers, don't they, really? Harry, little Harry, the shy, retiring one, who basically wants the police to do it, and he's taking them to court because they've said no. I mean, to be honest with you, you can't force the police to do anything at all. You can go to court and stand there and bleat and do your, you know, your little drama bit. But, I mean, if they say we're not doing it, they're not doing it. It's as simple as that. But anyway, so, you know, the BBC have since issued a statement to clarify Meghan's apology to the High Court. And so it goes on. I mean, you know, they're just, you know, we don't want you back over here, thank you. I'm ever so sorry. We really don't. You're far too litigious and really not interesting enough.
You're more than a small business. So MailChimp made this more than an ad.
It's also an operetta.
MailChimp has a smart marketing platform with marketing automations, smart recommendations and creative tools that all work together to help you sell more stuff.
MailChimp, built for growing
businesses.
Chemi Alcott and Chloe Madeley paid tribute to Dancing on Ice star Sean Rice. Somebody said the other day, what did they get it wrong? It was one of the newspapers and said that Chloe Madeley's boyfriend. I thought, no, she's married. She got married to that bloke. But anyway, and I don't know who Chemi Alcott is. I've got no idea, actually. But there was the second celebrity to be eliminated. And so Sean Rice, my partner from Dancing on Ice, who also danced with Angela Rippon. He was only 49. Only 49. Died on January the 14th. Firm favourite with the fans. I didn't even know who he was, to be honest with you. I love it. They go, oh, he was a firm favourite with the fans. And you think, yeah, he was very young. 40. I don't know what it was, actually. I don't know if it was a cancer or an aneurysm or something like that. I thought it was... they haven't said, actually. What a shame, really. I mean, I always think that's, you know, people say the same thing, you know, gone too soon, taken too soon. And I couldn't disagree, actually. Prince Charles invites Harry and family to stay in the hope of meeting Lilibet for the first time. Really? Yeah, well, of course, he's not coming back unless he gets the people to look after me, because I'm a target. Danny Dyer, we told you the other day, offered £1 million by Channel 4. They want him to appear in his own reality show. Well, he's boring as hell. What do you want him in a reality show for? All he'll do is swear all the way through it, because that's how he speaks. And then Danny, because I don't think she's doing anything. This is Danny the daughter, so it's Danny the father, Danny the daughter, says, oh, you know, it'll probably happen next year. And I'm thinking, oh, God's name's going to be interested in that one. £1 million. £1 million. For somebody whose only claim to fame is he swears a lot and just plays himself. Why would that be worth £1 million? I don't know. Coronation Street's Ian Bartholomew makes an appearance at the Britain's Got Talent audition as he sings in support of domestic abuse survivors, because he's played Jeff Metcalfe on the soap. It's a kind of... Wait a minute. He made a surprise appearance to sing at Britain's Got Talent, which is like a game show, but for people. And then he's gone there for a quite serious reason. I'm thinking, what was the point of that? I don't quite get it, actually. But he performed his own song. And he said, I'm from Cheshire. I was in Coronation Street. I played Nasty Neff. Jeff Metcalfe, he was a nasty piece of work. I love the way they always talk about this, if they're real characters. No, dear, you were reading words that somebody else had written. That's how it works. Ant McPartlin greets fans and poses for pictures as he leaves the Britain's Got Talent auditions. There's, you know, people there. Hello, hello. He signs the autograph. Vicky McClure says she ditched makeup and a bra to play a new role in Trigger Point. Must do the same, actually. These bras are killing. They really... I must take it off, and then perhaps I do a different radio programme. And Stephen Knight says the final season of Peaky Blinders is end of the beginning. You know, they're doing a stage show of Peaky Blinders. I interviewed the star of it, who became a bit precious. Killian. First time round, lovely, charming, good-looking. I mean, everything you could possibly want in an actor. Pleasant. Second time round, he changed completely. And no autographs. Not doing anything. I don't want to talk about... Well, we were told by the PR, don't ask for autographs. He's not giving autographs. And I thought, oh. I know it's as often the PRs, but, I mean, it was a bit disappointing, really. A little bit disappointing. But, you know, there we are. And he was sort of... He didn't want to talk... Because the trouble is, everybody concentrated on how good-looking he was. And because you know why they were called Peaky Blinders, don't you? Because of the hat and... What did the hats have? Razor blades in the peak. That's what it was. They could go outside, look quite normal, take out the razor blade, slash people. Charming little company. Yeah, got one of those in my baseball cap. Can't wait. Whoopee! Listen, have a great day today. I'm sure you will. I'm still wandering through paying bills at the moment. So it's tax, it's mortgage. Usual sort of. Everybody else gets it. I don't see why I should be any different. It's just that when they put a block on the account, it kind of... As I said before, and I said on air, and people agreed with me, it's all right for me. I've got a radio programme. I can talk about things like that. And people go, I've been in that same position. But if you don't know where to go or you haven't got anything else to do, what? Where do you go? It must be really frightening for people going, my account's been frozen. I can't take money out. They still carry on paying your bills, by the way. I checked on that. All the bills and the standing orders, that all gets paid because it's coming out of your account. You know, they're just sort of checking that I am who I said I was. I felt like going, if I had been a musical star, like Michael Barrymore, no, maybe not Michael Barrymore, but if I was going to be somebody, I could perhaps launch into a song and go, do you remember this one? You know, I could be Adele. 500K a night. Can you imagine if I got 500,000 as opposed to the 650,000 I get at the moment? Love it. Anyway, have a great day. Please, please, please stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen, Monday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.